So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about velocity, how to move from an idea to actually creating the thing and getting it up and off the ground. So one of the things that I admit that I am really, truly, truly good at is getting an idea at, say, 12 noon, and by 12:05, implementing it. It is definitely one of the reasons why I've had a lot of success. And okay, maybe I've not done it in the 5 minutes, but I've gone from, I've got an idea, to recording 7 20-minute videos, and 3 hours later, uploading them, and we've got a training course that I can then put out, and it's maybe free training, and we're driving traffic to it the next day. That works for me so incredibly well, and I see other people, and they get this idea, and then they think it through, and then they ask all their friends and all their family whether they think it's a good idea, and then that takes a week, and then they're going through and they're writing down some headlines for the content, and then they go through all the content, and it's got to be absolutely correct word by word, and then that takes another week, and then they create a landing page, and then that's got to be right, and you know, they spend hours and hours and days thinking about the headline and the description, and that if that's got to be 100% right, and then they're waiting for images to come through, that's another week, and then by week four, they kind of got bored or fed up, and it's not moving as fast as they like, and then they get another idea. And then they move on to that one, and that takes another 3 weeks. And then they get another idea, and that goes on to another 3 weeks. And it's crazy. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And so one of the reasons for my success thus far, because we're not finished by any stretch of imagination, is my ability to implement an idea very, very quickly. Like, what are you asking your friends and family for? What the hell do they know about anything? They have no idea of the idea that's in your head, the context in which that idea sits in your head, how the idea fits into the rest of your life, into your product set. Nobody has any idea. There's a saying, don't explain stuff to people who have no clue. It's not a saying. There's a saying like that. And it's true. Why bother explaining yourself to people who have much lesser of an understanding? They have no idea about the context or the way that the idea fits into the whole scheme of things. And so they'll go, that's a terrible idea. What are you doing that for? And then you find yourself having to then explain yourself. And you don't have to explain yourself to anybody. You owe nobody an explanation. Not your wife, not your husband, not your partner, not somebody else's wife, not somebody else's husband, not your kids, not anybody. Other than you just need to go out and implement that goddamn idea. That's what you've got to do. You've got to create the damn thing and run with it. So we had an idea to create a property sourcing advanced training. And before we did that, we created a property sourcing basic training. And, you know, we had, there's probably about half an hour of content in there. It's nothing too massive, but it's just enough to get people kind of interested in this idea that they can make money through property sourcing. And it gives one or two ideas about how they can find deals, how to package deals, and how to find investors and that kind of thing as well. So, but it's very basic training. It's free of charge. What do you expect? And it doesn't last long. You know, it's like half an hour, but we could make it 2.5 hours, but honestly, you don't need 2.5 hours when half an hour will do. And I'm a great believer in just getting straight to the, you know, the nub of it, basically. So we can, you know, why fluff it for 2.5 hours when you can get it done in half an hour? I love that. You know, if we had a cure for cancer, do you want a cure for cancer over 17 weeks and 25 DVDs, 3 hours long? Or do you want a cure for cancer in 30 minutes flat? Well, obviously everybody wants that one. And yet, in information marketing and that kind of thing, we seem to have this idea that fluffing it out for as long as possible to make it 17 billion hours long is better in some way. Like, I don't want that. You know, I get, you know, the plumber and he comes in and charges you £300 and, you know, takes him 5 minutes. And you're like, hang on a minute. But what you're paying for is, you know, 17 hours of experience and 5 minutes of tapping. You know, the 5 minutes of tapping is knowing where to tap. That's for 5 minutes, knowing where to tap. The other 17 hours is finding that information. What would you rather? Would you rather your plumber come around and fix it in 5 minutes, or the plumber spend 17 days trying to fix it? Well, I'll take the 5 minutes, even though it cost me £300. That's his experience. And so when you sign up for something like that, or when you're creating your own course, that's what people are paying for. You've got to move away from this, you know, cost per hour kind of thing. That's not how the real world, how the business world actually works. Unless you're exchanging time for money, which is what we want to get away from in the first place. Why create a course or something that's 17 hours when you can give the same information in 1.7 hours? Do the thing in 1.7 hours, break it into 5-minute sections, people nip in, nip out. But people get an idea and they spend so long thinking about this idea, they forget to actually create it. And then, you know, because we're entrepreneurs and our Achilles heel is we've got an attention span of a gnat. And so, oh, another shiny object, let's go do this one. And another shiny object, let's go do this one. And, you know, we know this. How many entrepreneurs do you know that just have one business? We're always doing different stuff. Me too. I'm exactly the same. You know, I always got something extra going on because like, we can't help ourselves. We're very, very good at creating something and coming up with loads of ideas. Implementing them, we're not so good at. So when I was recording the advanced property sourcing training, I was coming up with new ideas for more stuff that we could teach. Like when a client comes on board, we've got some client onboarding videos that we need to create. When a new team member comes on board, we've got some team member videos that we need to create. And I know that if I hadn't have finished the property sourcing advanced training course, we would still be in the middle of it, you know, and 4 weeks later, we'll still be in the middle of it. And actually, I've caught myself out because I've created it and then I've actually not published it. Like, it's published, but I've not pushed it out to people to buy. And it's like, you know, there's a fear surrounding that. I have fears too. Is it good enough? Is it not good enough? You know, some of those videos are 1 and 3 minutes long. But like, we're talking about postcards going into newsagents. How long can you talk about a postcard for? Does a person want the information in 17 hours or 1.7 minutes? I'll take the 1.7 minutes, thanks, and then I can move on to the next bit. Give me example postcards so I know what they look like and I can copy it and recreate it, print it, go to the newsagent, and I'm done. Why do I need 17 hours on that? And so that's how this stuff works. We spend so much time trying to lengthen it and trying to get it 100% absolutely correct. And by the way, I'm probably guilty of going the other way where I'm like, okay, I spend 10 minutes on a landing page, it's done, not spell checked it, and it's got some spelling mistakes in there. That does happen, and that's fine. I'm totally prepared for that happening, in fact. And so when it goes live, I know there's probably spelling mistakes in there, and it's live, so I kind of force myself into going back and looking at the spelling mistakes and making sure they're accurate. Of course, some creep through and so on. Do we lose some clients for that? Absolutely. But do we also get clients coming through, pay for the course, who then take the course and it's paid for? Yeah, absolutely. Or do I spend the next 3 weeks not releasing anything, not making any money from that course? It's a couple of spelling mistakes on a landing page. Who gives a damn? Honestly, who cares? As long as the content's good and that can change people's lives, and we know that it can because it's the basis of what we coach effectively when we do property sourcing coaching, then it doesn't matter. Who cares about a few spelling mistakes? The content in the course is good enough by far. And even though I have little negative doubts about my own abilities, because that's what we all do. You know, we talked about that in the, what's it called? The, where we all wear masks and we're afraid they'll slip. Imposter syndrome. We all suffer from imposter syndrome. It's just beyond ridiculous. And we have to deal with that on a daily basis sometimes. It's crazy. We had a coaching call yesterday. We came out with an idea that I'd never created before. And I worked through it. And I was like, and it was about property. It was about Article 4. And I was like, oh my goodness me. That's so obvious. Why did I not think about that? And the other person was just completely and utterly blown away. They were like, oh wow, that's an amazing idea. I'm like, I know. Who would have thought, you know? And so we know that we've got those ideas there, but we all suffer from imposter syndrome and that kind of thing. And that can be another reason why we stall in the creation from getting an idea from an idea and getting it to being an actual creation, is that we then worry that it's not going to be good enough. And so, you know, this is the idea of when I recorded the property sourcing advanced training, it took 10 days, 3-4 hours a day, pretty intense stuff. And I blocked out the time in my calendar like you're supposed to do on time management and got that all up and running and done. And I know that if I'd have taken a break from that, I wouldn't have got that finished because the creeping doubts would have crept in and I would have, you know, is this good enough? Am I worthy enough? Am I good enough? All that stuff, all that crazy stuff that doesn't seem to matter where you get and how successful you are and the success of your students as well, how successful they are. You still have creeping, niggling doubts. It's crazy. It drives me insane. And so you have all these things that are going to stop you from getting this idea that you've got into creation. And it's crazy. It is totally crazy. Just get the damn thing, get it done, get it out. The marketplace will tell you if it's good or not. Because one, if they buy it and they like it, great, they'll tell you. If they buy it and they don't like it, they'll tell you that too. They might ask for a refund. If they buy it and they come to you and send a private message, or they'll give you a review, then you know that they don't like it. So you've got all these methods of finding out if it's good or not from external people. You're a really bad judge of whether the work that you do is good or not. Because if you up your own ass, you're going to think everything's really good, regardless of whether it is. And if you're struggling with imposter syndrome, which comes and goes for me, but if you're struggling with imposter syndrome, everything is not good enough. And it doesn't matter what other people say, you will still think it's not good enough. So let the marketplace dictate whether it's good enough. Your job is to create the damn thing. Get the idea, knock it out. Some people are going to love it anyway, regardless if it's good or bad. Some people are going to hate it, regardless of whether it's the most amazing thing ever invented. People are going to hate it. It's just the way that it works. It's just the way that people are. Humans are the most peculiar animals ever. And, you know, I hope there are aliens out there, but I totally understand if aliens look at us and go, I'm not going to Earth. They're crazy. They're like, weird. They go on a diet, it works, and what do? They sabotage themselves. They get this amazing idea that works, and what do? Oh, I'm not good enough. It's crazy. I'm not surprised the aliens haven't visited us. Maybe we're in a zoo and people are looking. I was saying to the wife, actually, a couple of days ago, that I'm about 70% certain that we're in a... we are in a simulation, by the way, like Sims. I'm about 70. Elon Musk is about 99% certain, I think, or maybe it's 95. I'm about maybe 60 or 70% sure. The whole law of attraction thing, which I'm not really a big lover of, but I've done stuff where stuff just appears and it's there and you're like, whoa, it's a bit weird. Anyway, getting from an idea to creation, velocity of implementation is what is gonna be your success or failure. If it takes you 6 months to implement anything, you failed. And yeah, but it's gotta be right and it's really big. And if it's a really big thing, I would question, have you created something smaller before? No, just this really big thing. It's not gonna work. Create some smaller stuff. Find out if that works first. And then build up to a big thing. Don't put all your money into one giant thing. I've seen people do this with Kevin MacLeod. Not from Highlander. Kevin MacLeod from Grand Designs. 95% of people who put money into that are going to lose the money. And I bet most of us are first-time investors. They got carried away because it's Kevin MacLeod. And Kevin MacLeod's probably not in charge of it. And, you know, he's put his faith into the people and they've ruined it. I have no idea what any of that's about. But it's like, you know, if you're buying a house, don't buy a 17-bedroom HMO if you've never bought a house to do up and turn around. Buy yourself a 4-bed. And turn that into a HMO. And see, you know, cut your teeth on that. But get your first one. Buy a crappy little terraced house for 40 grand that, you know, you spend 5 grand on, and when it's done, it's worth 55. Great. You're going to make 10 grand, which is awesome, or 5 grand, which is awesome, but the experience that you're going to get. Create something small first. Don't go up for an all-in, massive thing that's going to take 2 years of your life, and then it falls flat on your ass and you've wasted 2 years. Find out if you're any good at this. And by the way, anything that takes longer to create increases the probability it's not going to get finished or created at all, because the mind will play tricks on you. Well, you're not good enough. It's not good enough. There's a new thing that's come better. Somebody's beat you to it. So velocity of creation is what's going to work for you. If you're going to run a training course on something, property, let's just say, create your damn course, pick your damn time of the year, 28th of November, 2020 or 19 or whatever, from 10 till 4, and start marketing the hell out of it. Do it now. Put your intention out there. Write it out to your list. Get that thing up and running and get it out. Do not wait. The longer you wait, the deader this thing's going to get. And create it. If you sat there and you've got an idea right now, tell yourself, by tomorrow, 10 a.m. tomorrow, this idea has to be implemented. It's got to be out and we're taking sign-ups for it. Even if the content isn't written yet and video recorded, fine. Let people know it's going to be recorded from Monday through Friday, from Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. You can sign up and get going. That's great for you because it now gives you a deadline. You've got to create the stuff. People have already paid for it. There's no getting out of it. The imposter syndrome kicks in. Oh, it's not good enough. Oh, I'm not good enough. Fine. You've got to record it regardless of how you feel. And then the marketplace will tell you. So I hope that's useful for you. Just velocity of speed of going from an idea to actually getting the thing up and running and getting it out there. It's absolutely vital for your success. And best of luck with it. Let me know how that goes. My name's Dan Latto. We'll speak to you on the next podcast. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.